welcome back. Hope y'all are doing well. It's been a minute, hasn't it? Where have I been? Let's see here. We have got a lot going on. Our community is absolutely growing. And so because of that, that makes me a lot more busier. Probably no excuse of why I shouldn't be here. But I did want to come on real quick and do a real quick video and just talk about something that I'm pretty excited about. And that is Passover. And I want to talk about it like, because a lot of our listeners who are listening all over the country and all over the world are wondering, you know, especially if you're going from the Sunday to Sabbath and you're learning about this, you may be asking the question, should we celebrate Passover? Should Christians celebrate Passover? Well, I've answered this question a lot, and I'm going to tell you yes. Is the Passover, I was just talking about this to someone this week, when we get to talking about, actually today, you know, we get to talking about the stuff that we do and how a lot of people, Christians, Christians say, well, you know what, you shouldn't celebrate the Sabbath because that's for the Jewish people. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have the Jewish people, the Orthodox, who say, well, you shouldn't celebrate Passover because it's Jewish. And I've said this 100 times, and I'll probably say it 101 times, is when you look at the Bible, read context. Context is king. But you also need to take a look at, you know, don't just read it, right, but understand what it says. So when you go to a Leviticus chapter 23, and when we read about Passover, you need to understand, when it's giving the command, it's not giving the command to just the Jewish people. None of the feasts, if you look at your Bible, none of the feasts are commanded strictly for the Jewish people. It became that because the Jewish people did guard and protect all these things, the Torah and its writings for thousands of years. So, but the problem is we get misguided and we think, well, that's for the Jewish people. That's not what it says. Matter of fact, Jesus celebrated the Passover, and in, I believe it's John, he says, I've yearned to celebrate this Passover with you. And he also alludes to doing the Passover in the kingdom that's coming. So the Passover is super important, isn't it? We need to celebrate the Passover. And I'm going to tell you why. If you take all the Jewishness away from it, and I would never do that, but if you were, if that's where you're at, and you're like, you know what? I don't need to celebrate the Passover. Okay, let's, because it's Jewish, right? So let's just take that for a moment and set it aside. And let me ask you a question. Okay, and the question is this. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you celebrate a feast day that Jesus, that God commands, right? First, we'll go, God commanded it. Jesus did it. But here's the other thing. Paul, the apostle who wrote over two-thirds of this Bible, two-thirds of it, in the book of Corinthians, he says that we should not neglect the Passover, that we should continue in the things that he has taught us, right, and to participate in the Passover. Why should we as Christians celebrate the Passover? Well, I'm going to tell you why. There's two things coming up, Passover and then what Passover kicks off. So you may be listening. Obviously, this is not a message necessarily for those who are Passover keepers, who are Sabbath keepers, who are Torah keepers. You may find what I'm about to teach very elementary, very rudimentary for you, okay? So this is really going out to people who maybe are in that place. You're going, hey, should I do this? Okay. So let's look at a couple things. Number one is Passover celebrates the deliverance of the nation of Israel, not the Jewish people. Listen to me for a minute. And again, this isn't, I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic. I'm just telling you what the Bible teaches, okay? When the nation of Israel came out, there were a multitude of people. It wasn't, matter of fact, the tribes hadn't even been established yet, right? And here's something that may be a little controversial for you, right? Abraham was Hebrew. He wasn't Jewish. He wasn't of the tribe of Judah, right? But he did come out of the land of a pagan country when he was Abram, when Yahweh called him out. So you got to understand this. Once you get some history, you go, oh, wait a minute, snap, this actually makes sense. So God delivers the nation of Israel with the Passover lamb. Remember the whole, you know, the plagues in Egypt. Pharaoh wouldn't let, you know, the nation of Israel go. And, you know, Moses was the intercessor. Moses was the foreshadow of who? Messiah, Jesus. And so Messiah, Moses comes in, delivers the people through the power of Yahweh. They come to the new, they come in, and then God says, hey, this is going to be a perpetual covenant. It's going to be forever. This is a covenant. And this Passover is to be remembered throughout all generations, okay? So you may say, well, okay, that's the fine and good, bring it home. So let's bring it home for a minute, because I don't want to take a lot of time today. Where am I at? I don't even know how much time I have. Okay, we're good. We got lots of time. So you have Passover, right? They deliver the nation out of Israel using what? A lamb. Now we fast forward it and we're in with Messiah. We know, even as a Christian, you know, if you celebrate Easter, Yeshua, Jesus, is the Passover lamb. Okay? So right there, in and of itself, you should make the decision, go, you know what? That really is a reason why I should celebrate Passover. Simply because Passover represents, I mean, it was Jesus' blood that redeems us from all lawlessness, from all our sin. So we celebrate Passover as believers, as Christians, followers of the way of Yahweh. We do it not because we're necessarily celebrating coming out of Egypt, which we should, because our Egypt, what is our Egypt? Sin. All of us have come out of that. How? By the Lamb of God. The only way you could come into the faith is through Jesus, is through the blood of the Lamb. I just was teaching just a couple of weeks ago, or last Sabbath, we talked about, we had people sharing their testimony, powerful. And we used the book of Revelation as kind of our go-to. And what did it say? Book of Revelation says that they overcame them by what? The blood of the Lamb. You got to have the blood first before you can have the testimony, right? And so they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Yeshua is the Lamb of Yahweh. Now, forego us. I mean, let's like just lay it on the table for that big question. You know, why don't we celebrate Easter? Well, we don't celebrate Easter because, number one, it's not in Scripture. Easter is a combination of Catholicism and paganism. And that's really, go do your homework. Go. I'm not going to get on that soapbox today, but that's just the truth. And I know what pastors out there may say, or Christians, well, we do it for Jesus. We've redeemed it. I've heard people say, well, we redeemed the day of Christmas from paganism. No, you didn't. I'm going to tell you why you didn't redeem Easter for Yeshua. I'm going to tell you why. And that is strictly, you and I do not have the power to redeem anything. The only one that has that power is the Father. He is the only one that has the power to redeem anything. I want you to get this today. So is that important? Absolutely, it's important. So if we can't redeem a day, then what day that Yahweh commanded his followers, his worshipers, those who follow after him, who did he say we're to worship? What are we to do? Passover. We're to celebrate the Pesach. And so I would encourage you to find a community, or you can download a Haggadah, which is the story. It's how you walk through celebrating this, but celebrate it, making an occasion that is absolutely celebratorial for your family. I always tell people that Passover reminds us of the beauty and the power of Yahweh, that he sent his only son as the sacrificial lamb, and that now we gather with fellow believers and we do the Passover, not in remembrance necessarily of Israel, though we should remember it, but in remembering Messiah. But also, here's the thing, here's the key, remembering that once again, he's coming back. Messiah is coming back for his bride. And when we get into heaven, or when we get, when we get to the kingdom, when the kingdom of God comes, we're going to be doing Passover with the Lamb of God. Can you imagine that for a moment? Oh my God, what a great and glorious day that will be. Amen. We're going to do Passover with the Lamb. See, we see that in the promise when Yeshua is talking to his disciples at Passover. He picks up the fourth cup, which is part of the Passover meal. And he says, I'll not drink this cup with you again until the kingdom. Do you understand that? So he's insinuating to the disciples, we're going to do this again. Go read your Bible. Go study it. I know I didn't put the scripture verses up. I wanted to get a video out today. And we're going to start doing this. We're actually going to be going live. I'm working on that to where we do live streaming. And so I hope you guys will make it a point to come and join us in that. Not a real long video today, but I want to encourage you, celebrate Passover. It starts here in the United States, it starts on Monday night, the 22nd of April. And if you're in the area, if you know somebody who may be wanting to check out a Seder, what it is, man, come over to our church, go find somewhere to go. But we'll invite you also here, if you're in the area, come to Epic Life Church and join us at 646 North Rockwall Avenue in Terrell, Texas. And I'll put up the registration link that you can follow and come be a part of it. It will not be live streamed with just too many moving parts that we're going to be a part of it. We're going to worship. And we're going to do the Passover. But here's the thing. If you don't have a community, now this is only if you don't have a community, go find someone and celebrate Passover. You may have to do it like Robin and I did, my wife. We did it in our home. And we did it probably the first couple of years just by ourselves. And we celebrated Pesach. We came together and I had one guy that I used to follow. I had him at the end of the table in my computer and he kind of walked us through. And all the online people, he walked us through their Passover. And so I want to challenge you, man, find a place, find a community. It's the most beautiful thing you've ever experienced when you begin to look at each and every part of the Pesach and all the different elements that it entails and how each one of those elements that are on the Seder plate, how they all represent something about not only the past with the nation of Israel coming out of Egypt, but it also represents so much more with Messiah and all that he has done for us. And it's absolutely the most beautiful thing you get to. Okay. All right. So I'm going to cut this short. It's not a long video like I normally do. I think I normally do about a 30, 35 minutes, sometimes 40 minutes. But I just want to encourage you, go and be a part of Shabbat or Sabbath. If you don't have a community and you're nearby, you're in the area, come and join us. Register right here. It's going to be right here in the link. You'll see and in the description of this video, you'll see it on YouTube. But come and join us and be a part of something very special. Be a part of Passover 2024. And so we love you. God bless you. I hope to see you soon. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to turn towards you. And may you find his shalom. We love you.